Nothing like some fucking creep noises to get shit started. My name is Chris Johnson, and I often find myself in situations where I don't really think I belong. I don't really think I belong anywhere, to be honest with you. I don't have like a clique. I don't have like a crew. I'm racking my brain trying to think if I've ever really had anything like that. I mean, there were a group of guys I hung around with in high school, but half of them were fucking assholes, and they were just kind of there because they were there. So if that was a crew, that's kind of a shit fucking crew. But I've kind of back then, and now, just kind of fucking drift along, and when shit comes up, I fucking do it. Good example of that, I was in downtown Buffalo the other day, at a rooftop bar. Why the fuck was I at a rooftop bar? I don't know. Did I know anybody at the rooftop bar? Not really, but I was invited to some fucking gathering and I fucking went. My agent has a get-together every year with people from the agency. I don't really fucking know anybody from the agency, but I'm gonna go to the fucking get-together. It was at this fucking hotel. A ritzy place. I didn't give a shit what kind of place it was. I'm not fucking dressing up to go there. I'm not trolling for twos and threes dressed like skanks at some fucking rooftop bar, so I don't really give a shit what I look like. I wore a punk rock t-shirt with a spider and a heart and a skull on it, and a pair of shorts. Can you wear those? Like, are shorts business casual? Are shorts like fancy dress? I didn't think so, and I didn't see anybody else wearing shorts there. There were probably two people there from the agency that I know well enough to have a legitimate conversation with. So I had conversations with each of those people. The other people? I didn't really want to talk to them. So I did what I usually do when I'm at a fucking event like that. An event where I'm not really dressed the part. I don't really belong there. I don't really know anybody there. But I'm just kind of arrived. I shoot a text to my buddy Chops. And just let him know what the fuck is going on. I'm like, yo, Chops, I'm at a rooftop bar right now in the middle of the city. And I just took a group photo with a bunch of people I don't fucking know. And he responded the way he usually responds. What the fuck are you doing there? I get that a lot from Chops. What the fuck are you doing there? And I never know what the fuck I'm doing anywhere. He said to me, he was like, dude, you know, if somebody you used to know before you got divorced asked me what you were up to these days, they wouldn't fucking believe me if I told them. And he starts listing off some of the shit that I do now since the divorce. I actually do a ton of shit now since the divorce. I didn't do much before the divorce. Honest to fucking God, I sat on my ass all the fucking time and I did nothing. Man, what a catch I was. Now, to be fair, I just kind of liked hanging out with my ex-wife all the time. But shit would come up and I wouldn't fucking do it. Now, I'm just doing shit that comes up. For some reason I don't understand, my agent was obsessed with what I was drinking and how much was in my glass. She says to me at one point, she's like, are you drinking anything? Do you need anything? Can I get you anything? And I was like, yeah, I got a glass right here. I'm holding it. See this? It's a glass in my hand. I'm holding it. I'm drinking it. I'm good to go. And she's like, well, could I get you some club soda? No, I get... Agent, I got water. I got water. I'm doing good. It's half full. I got some ice in here. Trust me, I'm fine. I don't need any more sustenance. I'm doing well. I thank you for caring about how I'm doing up here, but please, please believe me, I'm doing fine. Like 10 minutes goes by, I still got some water in the glass. And the agent looks at me again, and she's like, here, would you take some of this? I'm like, take some of what? And she starts dumping whatever the fuck was in her glass into my glass. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing? It's getting all over my fucking hands and shit. You know, if you took a look at the fucking ratio, probably 75% went in my fucking glass and about 25% poured all over my fucking hands and shoes. And she's like, it's club soda. Here, take this. It's club soda. I'm a teetotaler. I'm not drinking. It's club soda. Here, take it. It's club soda. Like, I get it. I'm not drinking either. I had water in the glass. Why are you refilling me? They got fucking ladies going around every 5 minutes asking me if I want anything to fucking drink. I can just ask them. You don't have to fucking pour your shit into my fucking glass. And I thought to myself, like, should I drink it? Should I taste it? Should I drink it? I mean, what the fuck? I've known my agent for a while now, but do I really want to be sharing drinks? You know what I'm talking about? I'm averse to sharing things with people. Not like a pencil or a pen, something like that. I'm talking about food items. I'm talking about drinks. Somebody takes a bite of a sandwich and says, here, you want a bite of the sandwich? I'm taking a bite of the opposite end of the sandwich. I don't want to bite their bite. I don't know what they got. I don't think my agent's diseased, but I just don't know. But like, I can't just dump the fucking drink out, can I? I can't dump it out. So I like took a sip. I took a sip. I'm drinking fucking, you know, water mixed with club soda, which is like the pussiest mixed drink you can possibly imagine. And can I stop for a second? What the fuck is club soda? Is club soda honestly just like water with fucking bubbles in it? Don't they use club soda to clean shit up? Like you spill something on your shirt? Oh, get some club soda on that. Like, why am I drinking cleaner? We're drinking cleaning products. Club soda is a fucking cleaning product. I'm not drinking that. I don't drink fucking bleach. I don't drink fucking Drano. That shit's used to clean. I'm not drinking fucking club soda anymore. Don't pour that shit in my fucking glass. You see me out, you're drinking club soda for some inexplicable reason. Don't pour that shit in my fucking glass. I don't want it. I don't want your fucking club soda. I find that when I'm out in situations like that, just in general, especially with a bunch of people I don't know, I'm good for about 60 to 90 minutes. Then I gotta get the fuck out of there. Typically, I know when it's time to go, when I think, what the fuck am I doing here? I mean, I think that oftentimes in most places, like I walk in, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? And then, like, the elevator keeps going up to the rooftop bar, and fucking throngs of douchebags keep pouring out, and they start jacking the fucking music up. I'm like, it's like a fucking, it's going to turn into a rave in a second. I didn't bring my ecstasy. Underdressed and underdrugged. Well, I'll be back on Sundays and Wednesdays. Those are the new episode days, and I'm putting myself fucking everywhere. Twitter, Johnson Hates You. Instagram, maybe 5 minutes. You can follow me on Podbean, the website or the app. Every single episode is there. Or, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Facebook videos too. Get on it.